Today, on a special edition of Tristan Storytime, we are going to celebrate the holiday season. First, a family of children whose grandparents promised to spend Christmas with them gets a very special surprise. Next, a boy named Bertie has a habit of forgetting things and claims that Santa Claus doesn't forget. Are his claims really true? And will he break out of this bad habit of forgetting? And finally, you've heard of the night before Christmas. Now you'll be able to see what happens on the night after Christmas. Those stories and more are rolling your way right now. Ho, ho, ho! Season's greetings and welcome to Tristan Storytime. I'm Tristan Gardner. I'm so glad you're able to join me for this special episode, because today we are going to read some great Christmas stories. And not only that, we're going to sing Christmas carols. So gather around and listen to some great entertainment as this special episode of Tristan Storytime celebrates the holiday season. There are special people in our lives, and on Christmas, that couldn't be any closer to the truth. I remember all those times at Christmas when I visited my grandparents with my family and opened presents, which were near their fireplace. Grandparents are very special people, aren't they? And I think the children in this story would agree. Here is a story of a family who had a very special Christmas day. It's part of A Christmas Story, taken from the book Dear Santa Claus by Fanny E. Ostrander. Kate and Dick had a good many pets. There were Frisk and Ponto and Fuss and another little dog called Fly. There was the pony Fleet, and the newest pet of all was a dear little colt that Kate's papa had given to her for her very own, because the pony she rode really belonged to Dick. This colt she had named Fairy, and she took great care of it. Fly and Fairy were good friends, and they had a funny way of looking at each other that made the children laugh. Then the baby that they all loved lived here. Her name was May, and she was Kate's sister. She was a sweet little thing, just beginning to walk and to talk. She could say chicky quite plainly, and she liked to toddle out and watch the little girls feed the chickens. But I can't begin to tell you all the good times the children had that summer. They were happy all the time, and Grandma said they were so good that it was really no trouble at all to have them there. But at last, one Saturday evening, Papa, who always came out from the city to spend Sunday with them, said they must start for home the next Monday. They did want to stay longer, but Papa laughed and said, "Christmas is coming now, you know, and Santa Claus couldn't bring things way out here as easy as he could get them to you in town." Then the children began to think of Christmas and to tease Grandpa and Grandma to come and spend it with them. And of course, Papa and Mama teased too. So at last they promised, and the children said goodbye to their pets and to Kate and May and Dick and went away shouting,
"Goodbye, Grandma! Now remember, you promised!"
After the children reached home, they talked of Grandma's nearly all the time when they were not talking of Christmas. And Bessie wrote a letter to Santa Claus asking him to be sure and bring a pair of his nicest gold-bowed spectacles for Grandma, because she had lost her old ones, and not to forget a gold-headed cane for Grandpa. At last, Christmas Eve came, and Grandma and Grandpa were there, and the children hung up their stockings. And Bessie said that Grandma and Grandpa must be sure and hang up theirs, too. Then, after they had gone to bed, the smaller children whispered for a long time about Santa Claus and listened to hear his sleigh bells on the roof.
"I don't see how he can get down the chimney,"
whispered Bessie.
"You know he's so fat in all his pictures." "Maybe he takes off his coat,"
whispered Clara.
Then he wouldn't be quite so big.
But she didn't see how he could get down the chimney either. Once or twice, they were sure they had heard him on the roof, and they covered up their heads so he wouldn't think they were peeping. And at last, they went to sleep before they knew it. Willie and Tom were just as anxious as the little girls, and whispered just as much, and they all dreamed of Santa Claus. Bessie and Clara were the first ones up. They shouted with delight when they looked in their stockings. There was a dear little dolly in each stocking, a dolly with real hair and eyes that opened and shut, and the dollies were dressed very prettily. They were too large to go into the stockings, so they just stood in them, looking as though they were ready to jump down. Willie found the funniest jumping jack in his stocking, and Tom pulled a flute out of his. He had everybody awake in no time after that. Grace was happy when she looked in her stocking. There was a little plush box in it, and in the box was a lovely gold watch, while Harry found just what he wanted too, a pair of skates. But Grandma and Grandpa were surprised when they discovered the spectacles and the cane.
"Who in the world could have told Santa what we wanted most?"
said Grandma. Grandpa said he couldn't understand it either, and then Bessie had to tell the secret. She ran up to each of them and whispered,
"I wrote to him myself."
Then how they kissed her. All day long, the library was kept closed. Not a child was allowed to peep in. But what fun they had all day, and what a Christmas dinner with a plum pudding as big as a pumpkin. In the evening, the library door was opened, and there was the prettiest Christmas tree, all blazing with candles and hung with pretty things, while piled around it were books and toys and everything that everybody wanted most. And just think of it! There, lying in front of the tree and looking as happy as the children themselves, was a great big noble dog who got up and came to meet them as they trooped in.
"Ooh, ooh, ooh!"
cried Bessie, bending to pat his head.
"What's your name, you great big darling? Ooh, ooh! Whose is he, Papa?"
"Ask Santa Claus," said Papa,
and sure enough, Santa Claus stepped out from behind the tree.
"His name is on the collar,"
said Santa Claus. Then the children all rushed for him, for they knew it was Grandpa dressed up like Santa Claus. Afterwards, Bessie spelled out the dog's name, Carlo, C-A-R-L-O, on his collar, and her own name on a card, which was tied to it. And she was the happiest little girl in the world. But everyone else was happy too, and they all said it was the very merriest Christmas they had ever seen. And Clara and Bessie dreamed that Santa Claus told them he himself had never had so much fun before. Stay tuned for more Christmas cheer as Tristan's Storytime continues. I'm ready for a few Christmas carols, aren't you? Here's one where Santa goes up on the housetop to deliver his toys to all the girls and boys. And I'm ready to jazz things up with Up on the Housetop, and I know you will too. Here's E's Jammy Jam's arrangement of Up on the Housetop.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys. All for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, tick, tick, tick. Down through the chimney with hoods and tick.
Thank you.
That was a nice little jazzy arrangement of Up on the Housetop by E's Jammy Jams, the musical group that always loves to jazz things up each Christmas. Now here's another arrangement from E's Jammy Jams where kids wish for so many things on Christmas morning, and it's called Jolly Old St. Nicholas.
I'm going to say, Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now are you, dear old man? Whisper what you'll bring to me. Tell me if you can. When the clock is striking 12, when I'm fast asleep, down the chimney broad and black with your pants.
Don't go anywhere. We will return with more Tristan Storytime in just a moment. Have you ever forgotten something? Well, everyone forgets something sometimes. And with a memory as sharp as mine is, even I tend to forget something every once in a while. But do you know who doesn't forget? He makes a list and checks it twice in order to find out who's naughty and nice. Did you guess yet? That's right. It's Santa Claus, and he doesn't forget anything. Boy, I sure wish I had as good a memory as Santa does. And I'm sure Bertie did, too. I'll tell you why in the story called Santa Claus Does Not Forget by M.A. Haley. Bertie was a very good boy. He was kind, obedient, truthful, and unselfish. He had, however, one great fault. He always forgot. No matter how important the errand, his answer always was,
"I forgot."
When he was sent with a note to the dressmaker, his mother would find the note in his pocket at night. If he was sent to the store in a great hurry to get something for tea, he would return late without the article, but with his usual answer. His father and mother talked the matter over and decided that something must be done to make the little boy remember. Christmas was near, and Bertie was busy making out a list of things to which Santa Claus was to bring him.
"Santa Claus may forget some of those things," said his mother.
"He cannot," replied Bertie, "for I shall write sled, and skates, and drum, and violin, and all the things on this paper. Then when Santa Claus goes to my stocking, he will find the list. He can see it and put the things in as fast as he reads."
Christmas morning came, and Bertie was up at dawn to see what was in his stocking. His mother kept away from him as long as she could, for she knew what Santa Claus had done. Finally, she heard him coming with slow steps to her room. Slowly, he opened the door and came towards her. He held in his hand a list very much longer than the one he had made out. He put it in his mother's hand, while tears of disappointment fell from his eyes.
See what Santa Claus left for me, but I think he might have given me one thing besides.
His mother opened the roll. It was a list of all the errands Bertie had been asked to do for 6 months. At the end of all was written, in staring capitals, "I forgot." Bertie wept for an hour. Then his mother told him they were all going to Grandpa's. For the first time, he would see a Christmas tree. Perhaps something might be growing there for him. It was very strange to Bertie, but on Grandpa's tree, he found everything he had written on his list. Was he cured of his bad habit? Not all at once. But when his mother saw that he was particularly heedless, she would say,
"Remember, Santa Claus does not forget."
Well, Bertie may have forgotten some things in his childhood, but from then on, he never forgot again. Well, hardly ever. Stay tuned for more Christmas cheer as Tristan's Storytime continues. I always enjoy looking at all the Christmas trees every Christmas. Every one of them is filled with Christmas decorations and lights as far as the eye can see. So now I think would be an opportune time to dedicate this next carol to the Christmas tree itself. Oh, Christmas tree. Now the lyrics are going to be different, but the melody will stay the same. I hope you enjoy this arrangement by Jingle Punks.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, the leaves are so
Christmas Tree, arranged by Jingle Punks. A nice, beautiful tune to listen to every Christmas. And now, Ease Jammy Jams is going to jazz things up one more time with a great popular English Christmas carol, Joy to the World.
Ooh, yeah. Joy to the world.
Don't go away. Tristan Storytime will continue. Last year, I told you the story of a visit from St. Nicholas in the night before Christmas. But maybe you haven't heard of the night after Christmas. It may or may not be the opposite of what you're hearing, depending on your point of view. Here's the classic or not-so-classic poem, The Night After Christmas. Was the night after Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, excepting a mouse. The stockings were flung in haste over the chair, for hopes of St. Nicholas were no longer there. The children were restlessly tossing in bed, for the pie and the candy were as heavy as lead, while Mama in her kerchief and I in my gown had just made up our minds that we would not lie down. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my chair to see what was the matter. Away to the window I went with a dash, flung open the shutter and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of noonday to objects below. When what to my long, anxious eyes should appear but a horse and a sleigh, both old-fashioned and queer. With a little old driver so solemn and slow, I knew at a glance it must be Dr. Bro. I drew in my head and was turning around when upstairs came the doctor with scarcely a sound. He wore a thick overcoat made long ago, and the beard on his chin was white with the snow. He spoke a few words and went straight to his work. He felt all the pulses, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, with a nod of his head to the chimney he goes. A spoonful of oil, ma'am, if you have it handy. No nuts and no raisins, no pies and no candy. These tender young stomachs cannot well digest all the sweets they can get. Toys and books are the best. But I know my advice will not find many friends, for the custom of Christmas the other way trends. The fathers and mothers and Santa Claus, too, are exceedingly blind. Well, a good night to you. And I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, These feastings and candies make doctors' bills right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this special Christmas edition of Tristan Storytime. We may have come to the end, but this Christmas is full of new beginnings for everyone. Feel free to comment on the Tristan Storytime Facebook page and Twitter feed, and you can follow Tristan Storytime on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Did you miss a great story from any of the shows? That's no problem. You can watch and listen to video clips of stories I've read on past shows every Thursday at 4 p.m. on social media. And as always, music and sound effects will be included with every story. And you can listen to all the episodes of Tristan Storytime on Podbean and on Spotify anytime you want to. I have a feeling that you're going to love what this show has to offer, even on the go. Speaking of going, that's what I have to do. Until next time, that is. I'm Tristan Gardner. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and God bless, my friends. And remember, keep using your imaginations. Today's stories and carols are A Christmas Story by Fanny E. Ostrander, taken from the book Dear Santa Claus, published in 1901 by the W.B. Conkey Company. Up on the Housetop, written by Benjamin Hanby, originally published in 1864, music arrangement by E's Jammy Jams. Jolly Old St. Nicholas, written by Benjamin Hanby, originally published in 1865. Music arrangement by E's Jammy Jams. Santa Claus Does Not Forget. Written by M. A. Haley. Taken from the book The Night Before Christmas and Other Popular Stories for Children. Published in 1903 by the W.B. Conkey Company. O Christmas Tree. Translated from O Tannenbaum. Written by Ernst Anschutz. Originally published in 1824. Music arrangement by Jingle Punks. Joy to the World, a popular English Christmas carol. Composed by George Frideric Handel. Lyrics by Isaac Watts. Originally published in 1719. Music arrangement by E's Jammy Jams. The Night After Christmas, taken from the book The Night Before Christmas and Other Popular Stories for Children. Published in 1903 by the W.B. Conkey Company.